Come in, Stephen.
I know it's something we're all worried about initially.
And you, Roger, I know you had some reservations about it then.
It's been the only common enemy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very well. We'll see.
Welcome, Stephen.
Good morning.
Would you like to take a seat?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
You're sure?
Yeah.
So, Stephen, in summary, as we know, chapter one, full of holes, lacks mathematical support. Professor Thorne?
Chapter two, not really original. Uses a lot of Roger's ideas.
Well, at least you run with them. Chapter three, too many unanswered questions.
I agree. And then, of course, we have chapter four, this black hole at the beginning of time.
Space-time singularity.
Indeed. It's brilliant. Brilliant, Stephen. Superb. Therefore, all there is to say is well done. Or perhaps I should say, to be more precise, well done, Doctor.
Bravo, Stephen.
An extraordinary theory.
Thank you.
So what next?
Prove it. Prove with a single equation that time had a beginning. Wouldn't that be nice, Professor? A one simple, elegant equation to explain everything.
Yes, it would. It would indeed.
Thank you.
To the esteemed and formidable Doctor... Doctor Stephen Hawking.
Dr. Steve.
Oh. Jay.
Predict that some particles can in fact escape a black hole. So black holes are not in fact black at all, but glow with heat radiation. The steady emission of heat energy causes the black holes to lose mass, and eventually they disappear in a spectacular explosion.
It's very, very simple. In the way that a body loses heat.
Second law of thermodynamics.
It's right, it's thermodynamics. We can imagine that a black hole is indeed losing particles, and over time, it will diminish in size, it will evaporate, it will...
disappear. So, first, a star vanishes into a black hole, and then the black hole itself vanishes.
Gone. Nothing. From nothing to nothing.
You owe me another beer.
I have to show you that our friend has proven that time indeed has a beginning. Not only that, how the universe was born and
how it will end.
Bang!